Hello, boys and girls. It's your old pal, Stinky Weasel Cheeks. And this is a podcast about a whale. No, this is a podcast about being happy. That's right. It's the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy podcast. Oh, let's get over with. Couldn't resist. This is Chuck Chat Freestyle, and this is a podcast about a little slice of my life. I am coming to you from Santa Clara, California. All over the country this week. And more to come with Dragon Con coming up. This is Dog Days of Podcasting, episode number 28 for season 7. That means it's August 28th, 2017. And we are almost done. Crazy how fast that went. And Craig, if I could show you the expression T. Morris gave me, he says, thank you for introducing him to the Dog Days of Podcasting. He's having a lot of fun. But he also did something on camera that I'm not going to be able to express verbally. So wait till the customer. Anyway, I am Chuck Tomasi, and my mission for this month is to bring you one episode, one article, at least one article, from 30 years ago this year, from 1987, when my wife and I were still dating at a tender young age. And we had a lot of fun, and I wrote some of these stories down in a bulletin board that I used to run with a friend of mine in Marquette, Michigan, and I will read one of those to you in just a little bit. But first, the news. I just got done with about 3 hours worth of effort on Podcasting for Dummies, PIY, and everything associated with that, and it has been very fun, very rewarding, very productive. We had a good meeting. T. Morris and I had a good meeting about the book, about the workshop, about everything else that goes with it. A lot of good stuff. We have two more speakers lined up. That leaves one and only one spot left. And I am hoping to fill that in the next couple of days. Thank you very much to Chris Hoff from Tales of the Con podcast. He's going to be presenting on mixers. And Joe Hogan from Geekitude will be doing a session on accessories. So we have our hardware track all filled up. We've just got one more in software. If anybody knows anybody who's going to be in Phoenix end of October who wants to do a presentation on Audacity, piece of cake. All you got to do is get here. We have a spot for you. Let me know ASAP. We would love to have you. Have you present, that is. let's see. All set up for tomorrow's workshop. That is all set. I will wake up bright and early and make sure that the virtual machines have spun up. They're properly configured, and we are ready to rock. I will get my butt to the office by 8 a.m. and get all the technical difficulties and whatnot checked out to make sure we can start on time at 9 o'clock. I did run into one of my coworkers at the airport. We flew in on Southwest. He had boarding A1. And for those of you who know Southwest boarding, that's super primo. The only people that are going to get on there before you are the people who are transferring through Phoenix to another place. So good on him. I had like A50. The lady in front of me came up and said, I said, what number are you? She goes, I'm 49. I said, oh, I highly doubt that. She looked like she was about 62. Anyway, I wouldn't peg you for a day over 30. Had to lie through my teeth on that one, but it felt pretty good. Other big news, I have a new job starting soon at ServiceNow. So I told Dave and I told Craig, and it was made official on our team call. So I figure I can now tell you guys. This is what I've been skirting around for the last couple of weeks until it was official. I will be starting on our platform product marketing team. And my official title is Senior Technical Product Marketing Manager, I believe. I'm going to verify that before I get business cards made. But I'm going to be in charge of making, you got it, more video and more content about our wonderful product and how you can develop apps. Not so much evangelism as Dave and his crew are doing, going around from meetup to meetup and user group, that kind of thing. We'll be still doing videos with Dave and Craig, and I will be continuing to make other video content, but I won't be, not as much evangelism is what I'm told. Maybe it'll evolve into that. We'll see. But this allows me to keep my brand alive, keep bringing value to the company, and I look forward to all the opportunities that this presents. We've got some big goals for 2018, and I am happy to be part of them. And just keep having a blast. Once again, I'm in awe at how this podcasting thing has just slowly weaved its way into the DNA of my job. It's kind of fun being able to take something that I distinctly remember listening to. It wasn't even a podcast at the time. It was an online radio show by Ken Rakowski. He used to do a tech talk. It wasn't Live 365 at the time, but it was something like that. Specialized little app on Windows NT that I would bring up on my laptop at home and start listening. And he mentioned that Engadget, it's like the first incarnation of the Engadget podcast. He said, those people really seem to have it going pretty well, seem to know what they're doing with the Engadget podcast. And I went, what's this podcast thing? And I started looking into it and subscribing to a few podcasts and met some of my now longtime podcast friends, listening to their early shows, I went, I could do that too. And that's how it all started. It was just discovery, a whim, try it out, and now it's grown into this wonderful thing. Happy to be a part of it and very excited that I can continue to do that and that the company I work for respects and recognizes the value of that. So, booyah, let's move forward. All right, our DNC story tonight is from July 12th, 1987, timestamp 12:32, Eastern Daylight Time. The message is number 690. The subject is C and D and G and M and J. I don't even remember what half of these people's names are now. I know that C is me, that's Chuck, and Donna, and Gretchen, and I don't know who M is, but I know J is my cousin Jeannie, so we'll go with that. I'll put in names where I can. This is going to get a little messy with the initials, but I'll try to convey what happened last night, Saturday. We, Donna and I, are trying to get two friends together. Both of them have just broke up from serious relationships, but both do not feel the same way about going with each other. Last night, Donna, Gretchen, which is Donna's best friend at the time, and I went to see Beverly Hills Cop 2. Neither of them had seen it before. We had a good time and then went back to the apartment to get my cousin Jeannie. All four of us went to the roller rink and went skating. We had a good time in a couple hours. And Jeannie got to talk with M some more, if I could remember who M was. Maybe my friend Mark? I don't remember. They had already been introduced, so we wanted them to go to get to know each other. After skating, we went down to the Portside, which is a nice little restaurant in Marquette, Michigan, on Washington Street. If you're there, try the breadsticks. We went to the Portside for some pizza and talked some more. It was fun and a good time all around. Sometimes it's just fun to do stuff with a few friends, as well as doing things alone. Like just Donna and me. I finally got home at 1:10 a.m. last night and got a good night's rest. I slept until 10:30 after a long, weird dream about the choice of going to France for $100,000 or staying on and taking EC 101, which is that economics course I think I mentioned a few days ago. I don't know what my final decision was because I woke up. I was trying to piece it together and figure out where some of these ideas came from in my everyday life. Well, I have to switch the laundry. McCoy out. There you are, a little slice of life from 1987. Donna and I trying to play matchmaker. More to come. There's just a few more days and a few more stories from 1987. And good on you. Quick reminder, PIY. I'm just going to keep plugging this. If you have a podcast and you run promos, go to podcastingfordummies.com. Click the PIY 2017 banner at the top. There are some audio promos. I would really appreciate it if you could run those in your show. There is a 41-second and a 68-second promo. October 28th in Phoenix, Arizona. Just a little workshop, launch party for the book, that kind of thing.
And it's T's birthday. And we got prizes and prizes and prizes. So you don't want to miss that. If you are in town, if you're in town already, come on out. If you're not in town and you want to travel in, we'd love to have you there too. If you can't make it, run those promos. Appreciate that too. And of course, if you're going to Dragon Con, don't forget to stop by Friday night at 7 p.m. Galleria 6 in the Hilton basement. And join Clinton, Craig, and me as we have some more insanity that we call Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends. Love to see you there. I will talk to you tomorrow after my workshop class is done. It's probably not going to be a whole lot of news out of that unless something really fun or really crazy happens. But until then, take care, have fun, and I will talk to you tomorrow.